It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. As always, I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff. And today we are on the topic of discussion of, are we free? Now, of course, you think the United States, right? Land of the free, home of the brave. But then when you start to, you know, kind of zero in and focus on, you know, maybe the rights that we do or don't have or once did have but now no longer do because through some unforeseen circumstance, maybe they were taken and have a funny way of not being returned after the circumstances come to pass. But I don't know, Jeff, what do you think? Are we free?
That's the hard part is you kind of got to work through what freedom is. What is freedom and where does it come from?
You know, we just went to a concert this past weekend. One of the singers up there, the backup singers, was a black girl. And she just cuts in one of the songs with this high, awesome, like could just feel her whole soul in it, right? And I was just like, man, what is it that it seems that black people are able to almost, it's like they wear their heart on their sleeve. You can just feel their soul. And I don't always necessarily feel that as much with white people. What do you think on that? Kind of like when you say freedom, that's what kind of made me start to think like, you know, freedom is letting it all out, right? Wearing your heart on your sleeve, kind of?
Yeah, it's like living full throttle. And this is one of those complex things that I have sat there and myself try. I see it happening, but I don't have the framework to understand it. But you can't deny it.
You could just feel her whole soul in her singing. And it was awesome, man. It was moving.
And I hate to lump anybody into a particular category, but it seems to me, and there are exceptions always, but white people tend to overanalyze and become hyper fearful of critique. I'm so worried about what you think of me or reprisal.
Even though actually you never do even think of me, but yeah, I know what
right,
you mean.
Yeah, just overly cautious with relationships and people and how we approach things. And I don't know what that is. Is that it's easier?
Which I think is really cool.
It's easier to describe this when you just look at a micro environment like the music industry. Black people, again, I can't tell you why, but they're full throttle. They will let the whole thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever watch American Idol or these other programs they have, America's Got Talent, one of the coaching consistencies that you hear that happens to be said to white people is, man, let it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're always holding back. And rarely do I hear them having to say that to a black person. They're already full throttle. And it's, again, why when they sing, man, you feel something. It's like, mm-hmm. It's like, wow, that moves you. Whereas the white guy singing, it's like, all right, I mean, that was good, but, you know.
I don't feel the impact from it necessarily.
You know, it's like, it's, mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me, it's like a beautiful cake. You know, you're like, wow, that looks amazing. And then you bite into it and it's got no sugar. But it does lead into, you know, something that crossed my mind. You know, we in America think of ourselves as being free. And I heard a speech from Trump just recently. There's a lot of speeches he's given, but one in particular about freedom of speech. Have you heard his 6-minute?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm going to post a link on our podcast for this one so everyone can listen to it. It's really good. And I want to play it for you in a minute. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever held back a position, something that you wanted to say, felt compelled to say, but didn't say it for fear of reprisal or hurt feelings? I mean, something, or, you know, something bad to happen, like get beat up.
Yeah, I actually am not very good at that. I'm the opposite. I actually could be probably a little better in the other direction of sometimes not all things need be said.
Propensity.
I'm sure there has been a time where I'm like, ah, man, maybe I should have
said that. Your propensity is more to misspeak.
Yeah, or like say more than need be said. Yeah,
right, okay.
To where like, or sometimes I feel like if there's a time in which I feel led to say, oh man, I'm going to have to say this.
I am very, even on this podcast, you know, another micro environment, you know, I am very guarded in what I share.
Yeah.
Because there's things that I say to you off mic that I do not put on here. And then I go through and I'll pull things that are said on our podcast, even if you say it, and I'll pull it out because it's like, eh, Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's not that it was bad. It's just I don't know that not all things translate well through the medium of which it's exchanged. All
right.
Okay, and so for I'd rather it be clean. And
see, there's that I know. Guardedness.
I just
don't let it out.
I cannot deny it. It's
maybe
there.
That's why we got a good balance.
Maybe.
Because I feel like I'm more of the, like, I'm like, yep, felt that, let it out, boom. And you're like, hold on.
Yeah, you.
Are you sure? Are all the ingredients right? Let's balance them out.
There's just something scary about a blind guy going full throttle in that car.
That's probably why I do it. It's like, let's go lock in, man.
You know,
I do think that helps, though, in terms of speaking, not having to like necessarily make direct eye contact with people. Mm. So I'm just like.
So you don't know what's happening?
I mean, I know because I'm pretty.
You're reading
in
the room.
Tune in terms of like. I know in general what the reaction's going to be based upon what I say, right? But at the same time, not having to see someone's expression to throw off the like, all right, I'm in the middle of it. Should I back out a little bit now? I'm just like, no, I'm in. Let's go. Like,
okay, that's fair.
So that's an advantage me, for sure.
So, okay. Well, Trump speech. I want to play this for you and then we'll talk about it. So I'm going to pause right here. A few moments later. Everything he's saying is going to directly impact Alex Jones and of course, everybody else. But this whole case with everybody. Alex, where they're not only taking over his InfoWars site, they shut it down and had
purchased by The Onion.
And then they had to give it all back. So it's back up again. Now they've got ownership again because it was, I don't know the legal terms, but it was.
All right, hold on though. Can we do got to give a thumbs up for the satire on that one. The Onion buys InfoWars. Come on. That's as stupid as anything else in 2024.
Well, there's more to the story, and I don't care to go into it. But anyway.
Who had that on their bingo card, though? But where people got to get behind this movement from both sides is, like, myself personally, I don't even care for Alex Jones, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have the right to free speech. And that's where those on the left and the right got to come together and say, well, we all deserve free speech. Like, I might not like what someone says either, but they deserve to say it. And I mean, it's just like with Make America Healthy Again. How could we not want clean food? Like, how is that a left versus right issue? Just as, well, how could we not want the ability to say what we want to say? Like, that also shouldn't be a left versus right issue.
You have a God-given right to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just it. They're saying, no. You have privileges, and we can revoke your privileges anytime we don't like what you say.
Right. And that's where, though, we get back to this core argument of who do our rights come from?
Right.
And if we're going to be a secular nation that believes that there is no God and you believe your rights come from man, well, if you believe that, then man has the right to take your rights away because he gave them.
To take your privileges away.
Well, sure, because you believe that he gave them to you.
You don't have rights. You have privilege. If there is no God, you don't have rights. You have mm-hmm. privileges. And we're in a world where it's eat or be eaten. It's the, you know, survival of the fittest. Sure. And if yours are being taken, it's because you ain't the strongest.
Now, if you believe there is a God, that, you know, there is a creator who created each
rights.
And every one of us.
Now you got rights.
You were born with those inalienable rights.
Mm-hmm.
Like life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a reason our founders designed our country based on these principles and foundations, right? If you believe your rights or privileges are from man, man has the right or privilege to take them away. If your rights were given to you by a creator, man has no right or privilege to take them from you.
No jurisdiction.
Sure, okay. Exactly.
All right. Right? A few seconds later.
Pause real quick.
Okay, you can't even get through it.
Pause real quick. No, I just got to pause real quick because you tell me he's basically right now, those who know, like he just is, like he's given every one of those agencies signal of like you and you and you and you. And it's like Oprah, you get a house, you get a house.
Yeah.
They're all on notice and these people are saying nothing.
You
want me to believe that they're just, I know you don't, but like, I'm just supposed to believe that like, they're just going to go away and this is all, there is no way.
No.
What are they planning? What is it?
They're planning on fighting.
I'm sure they are, but how? They are too quiet for anyone's comfort.
If I were to tell you, hey, in a couple months, where you live, where you work, everything, where you get your livelihood from, is being deemed dishonest, crooked, a violation of the Constitution, and it's going to be cleared off the map.
Mm-hmm.
What would your response be? You wouldn't be happy about that.
No.
As an individual, as an individual, if somebody is coming to you saying, I'm going to wipe you off the map, you, Tyler, are not going to go, oh yeah, fine. That's okay. You're gonna find whatever way you can to push back. Now, we're not talking about individuals. We're talking about government agencies.
Yes, agencies.
With immense power,
mm-hmm.
who have flexed it often.
And at this point, due to little resistance, pretty much endless resources as far as like...
your tax dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's putting them on notice that some of you aren't going to be here in 2 months.
Right.
Wait till you hear. I mean, it's like, whoa. Not just what Trump says, but his cabinet he's forming. They're telling them, this organization is going to be not sanitized, removed.
Right. So
removed.
I just have an impossible time believing that
they're going to stand there and just go, okay.
Yeah, these are smart people. Let's not kid ourselves.
These are cool.
We may not agree with what they
not just smart.
Choose to do, but they're smart.
Serial killer corrupt. I'll say it that way. They are beyond corrupt. They're dangerous.
And I mean, I guess that when you think in terms of all of the wars, and I guess serial killing isn't an unfair statement. There's been thousands of millions of people who have been
murdered.
Basically, ultimately, you would say killed on the surface, but when you really do a detailed look at it, you would have to say murdered for unjust cause. I mean, even just the most recent war in the Middle East of the weapons of mass destruction, there never was any.
Yeah.
So what? All those people unjustifiably died from both sides of the equation.
Most of us just want to live our life, be left alone, and we are oblivious to the inner workings of how things are going on. But we're seeing in the last few years what unchecked power looks like mm-hmm. by a corrupt agency with government powers to act without fear of reprisal or accountability.
You know what's scary is actually this same foothold has been in place for a long time. It's just never been able to be seen.
Here's the huge refreshing part that I like about this is we'll go back and play the rest of it in a second, but you've seen the hearings or heard the hearings, some of the blips regarding the most recent stick in the arm and that fakey guy, Dr. Fakey, how he fabricated some things and twisted some things. Long story short, he was held to account, but nothing ever happened. Like there was no fines, prison sentence, maybe Nuremberg code enforcement. Anyway.
Like it was more so, you're saying more so treated as like, oh, shucks, he did the best he could,
right.
Made some mistakes yeah. in a moment of crisis.
Poor him and poor us.
He's
and,
still a hero.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No real teeth or accountability. Trump is not only calling it out.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's what's coming next in the video you're showing me?
Yeah, he's telling you what is going to happen in 2 months.
Uh-oh. All right.
And that's what I'm saying. He's putting in the hooks right now. Ba-boom, ba-boom. And you're going to feel the dredge come. He's going to dredge out the swamp here.
And that's my point of...
it won't be here in 2 months.
How could we just sit back and assume that all of those involved with who just basically received one of those hooks mm-hmm. are going to do nothing?
Right.
That is not the actions we have seen in the past, at least the past 4 years. I mean, we can say that.
What was that RFK quote? He said, when the government, and I'm going to butcher this, any power that the government takes from the people, it will never return voluntarily. RFK. And I don't know if that's his direct quote, but it's 3 rules on totalitarianism. Look it all up. It's amazing. I could play the video. Maybe I'll link the video also in this podcast. But that's just it. Trump knows that. Trump sees that. And Trump's saying, you know what? So it's time to take it back. And so he's not only just going to reform some organizations, some of them should have never been formed because they were corrupt from from their genesis.
So basically, this dude is going to take the football. As he's basically the middleman. He's the referee at this point. He's going to take the football from those who have it, going to strip it out of their hands and give it back to those who should have it.
Should have never lost it.
Should have never lost the football, but they did.
Mm-hmm. The American people. We the people.
And we think that those who had the football and have had it for a long time.
Deep state.
Aren't going to kick and scream and throw a tantrum. Come on.
Yeah, y'all better.
Come on. That's what always happens. They always kick and scream and throw a tantrum.
Evil never says, hey, I'm sorry. Oops, I didn't mean to. I'll give it back. Sorry.
Well, evil is always pretty until you tell it no.
Yeah, where'd that monster come from?
Holy crap. Yeah. Everything was cool till I said no, and then...
All right, we gotta finish this. We can't even get through the video. It's so funny. Okay. Barely played the clip. I told you. I knew when I said, do you hear this speech? You're like, no. I was like, oh my gosh, you're gonna love this.
That's my guy right there. That's the dude I always been talking about.
He just put all tyrants on notice, dude. You are about to be dredged.
Yeah.
And all the things that you were told why the censorship was happening for the social media, it was about restricting you from being able to be basically patriotic.
Oh, I still am. I'm restricted right now on the Blindly Obvious page till January 6th.
What? What'd you do?
For sharing a post that lacked context.
What?
Yep, it lacked context. That's what it said. I actually don't even remember what it was about.
Facebook or what?
Yes. It was like a video, like a reel.
Uh-huh.
I just shared it. I didn't make my own opinion about it. Just literally shared the reel. And that's your posts are moved, what did they say, lower in newsfeed. And I'm...
So you got throttled.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Until I think January, it's like 90 days or something like that.
Way to go, Tyler.
I know. Well, my argument was though, I go, you say it lacks context. Who gives the context? Like, I didn't give an opinion on what it... Like, I just shared it because I found it interesting.
Well, that's what they wanted. They want you to say something inflammatory so now they have grounds to do more than throttle you.
Yeah, which you don't, because right. I didn't.
Right, yeah. So that was...
Because the dude actually told me. He was... I think he was giving me, like, a read-between-the-lines answer of...
You just about got in trouble.
He said, well... I had to send it up to a different team because I'm not allowed to look other than just the fact that your account has been censored. I can't request a review, but they can't delete your account, which is, I think, basically because of what you just said. Right. I didn't provide any inflammatory content to go with it. I simply just found what was being stated as interesting. Like, yeah. Did it maybe lack context? Possibly, but my argument was... It's not my content. Like, I just found the content interesting.
Yeah, you didn't say you were for or against
exactly
it.
Exactly right. Simply put I just it thought out like, there. Hey, man, this is interesting to look at.
And
like,
so
draw your own conclusion. And what I thought was really cool, though, was I think the guy was kind of telling me like, yeah, I would expect in the next 6 to 8 weeks, like you probably shouldn't have this issue with your account. Like after it's removed. He goes, they can't delete you. He goes, I would just be careful over the next 6 weeks and see if it just goes away. So he kind of gave me the vibe of like, yeah, I don't like what's really going on here either. And I think it's about to change.
Mm-hmm.
So just hold on tight for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Free speech is not just about you being able to say what you're free to say, but able to get the free speech of other people and hear what they also want to say.
Well, because with censorship, I think one of the biggest things is there is an ability to create this idea that 98% of people may think one way, when in reality, most of them actually think the exact opposite. But through the censorship, they can make it look like everybody thinks this, everybody wants this.
Good example of that would be this past election. You were led to believe, based on the mainstream media's statements, that this is going to be a close race.
There was a poll. An Iowa poll, this person had Kamala up by 10 points.
Yep.
Trump ran the state by, it wasn't even close.
Right.
So the point of that is like, that's just deliberate fraud. Like there is no way that you could be that off in your polling.
No. You're manipulating the information and creating a silo where only what you want to be said echoes to the entire American people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's saying. No more of this. No more censorship. Even if you're wrong, you'll be given equal opportunity to express it. That's good.
I really, really, really hope we can get rid of these labels of Republicans and Democrats. I know we're not at the point yet, but I just really hope we can just all get back to being Americans, man. I think we just showed what everyone getting back to being Americans looks like. Do you think all the people that just voted for Trump were Republicans?
No, I know better.
It's just not possible. It's
I know people in our community who have been Democrat their whole life who voted Trump.
It's because the true movement of Donald Trump is making America great again. That is for all people. It really is. And that's I just hope we embrace that, lean into that, get back to first and foremost God, which I think as I've been telling you over the past couple of years, I really think we are seeing a return to God. And as a result, everything else is going to fall in place, I think.
Tulsi said it best. She said, I did not leave the Democratic Party. They left me.
There you go.
And I think you could say the same thing for government institutions, for our social media. I did not leave this social media platform. They left me. They stole from me.
Well, let's even say the Republican Party. Is the classic idea of what was once the Republican Party still...
No.
It's gone, man. No, it's been destroyed.
In my view, the Republican Party is what the Democrat Party was about 30, 40 years
Amen.
Ago.
Amen. Yeah. That is exactly right.
Yeah. So what you're seeing is what you've already said, is there has been a subtle shift. Generations are saying, wait a second, there is a better way.
Well, and it's just common sense to look at, like, we've had the same recurring issues and the same recurring people in place. So it's just like, well, these wars are endless. Nobody can ever put an end to them. And then some guy steps in and in 4 years can just close. That just doesn't make any conventional sense other than the fact of we were causing it to happen.
Yeah, it disproves the mantra we have heard repeated over and over and over again. I'd like to fix it, but I can't.
Exactly.
And one guy went in there and said, oh yeah, look at my wrecking ball.
Right.
So
and he's
anyway,
just one man.
Yeah.
Like,
imagine if we would return to God, back to values, back to our founding. There's nothing wrong with it. I get it. There's a 1619 project. There's CRT. There's the BLM. All these Marxist institutions that came in to re-indoctrinate and change this culture, this country. They did it. And it's time to reclaim it and reclaim our history.
It's just kind of like, as we've talked before, like, it's not true, so it doesn't stand. Now, it might have its burst of impact onto the scene, but then eventually it starts to fall through to where people are like, wait, this doesn't make any sense. Like, this isn't right. We're not doing the just thing here.
No, it's only standing because on its one leg is because deep, dark money is holding it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. Peace, love, and God bless. And remember, the eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.